you very much, Femi. And that was great advice that you gave there at the end. So we're gonna call our last speaker. If Toby Saka is on line, please, if you can come forward and give his overview.
Hi, my name is Toby Saka, and I'll be speaking about joint conviction law. An individual can be jointly convicted of the crime of another. If the court decides they foresaw that the other party is somewhat of an example of this, let's say you were a compliant in a crime of an individual, even if you didn't do it anything and were just a bystander watching without helping, for example, calling the police, you can be charged with the same offence because in the eye of the law, you're encouraging this behaviour. One example of joint enterprise was the case of the Stephen Lawrence. David Norris and Gary Dobson were convicted under joint enterprise in 2012. Stephen Lawrence was stabbed to death by a gang in a racially motivated murder in Southeast London when he was 18. However, other teenagers can avoid this by not associating ourselves with bad people, also not feeling peer pressure to do certain things from our peers. And if you ever feel like this with your friendship group, you should stop associating yourself with them, as the things you do now can stop you from future opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Toby. A great thank you to everybody. You guys have given a great summary of all the offences. So with all the offences that we've spoken about today, from common assault to ABH to GBH, they're all under the Offences of Against the Person Act. That's the 1861 Act. And those are trialled under there. So as you mentioned, the sentencing varies depending on the joint enterprise as well. So the offences and the sentencing for each offences differ based on the, we call it culpability, and the category that the offence is in. So when trying to sentence for all these offences, you look at different aspects. You look at the whole crime as a whole. So from the act, from the premeditation, the time that the offence took place, the victims involved, if there were witnesses present. So if the offence is classed, if the nature of the offence is classed as high culpability, then it is more likely that, you know, you will get a high sentencing. So like you've already mentioned, GBH, it goes, the minimum sentencing for GBH is, I think, about 3 years. Well, it takes a maximum of life sentencing. So it really depends on what you've done and your previous convictions as well. And in terms of joint enterprise and joint liability, again, how that sentencing is done is if you've been convicted as joint enterprise or as an accomplice to that particular offence, the likelihood is that you will be getting the same sentencing as actually doing the offence, because they're classed as, you know, committing the actual offence. So these are things that we need to look out for and just be careful about. The help that you offer friends, just look out if your friend is telling you to do something that you know is illegal, the likelihood is that when you do get caught, you will be put at the same standard as committing the crime. So even if you just helped drive a car, or you helped hold a knife, or hold a weapon, you will be getting sentenced as though you have committed the, you know, the actual act itself. So we should all just bear that in mind when we're doing all of these things. But overall, I think everyone's done very well in explaining all these offences and giving, you know, a brief summary of the sentencing guidelines. Yeah, I say well done to everybody. Thank you very much.
Hi, thank you very much, sister.
Sorry, Tunde, before you come in, just a little one, I just want to add, well done, Ayobami, and well done, all the guys. The one that is most fascinating in the offense is what Ayo mentioned towards the last. It's called joint enterprise. I really want to make all the teenagers aware of this. The word joint enterprise, I know Toby mentioned it, but how sensitive is this joint enterprise? It's a very good example that Ayobami gave. It's a case as well, whereby a driver that helps someone to go and rob, even though you didn't enter to rob, you will still be charged the same offense. The same thing with the youth as well. You don't know what kind of friends you have, and then you want to follow your friend to where you don't know. You never know. This can get you into trouble. So you need to know who you are going anywhere with, because they might be going to do wrong thing. Even though if you are not aware what the law says, you are part of it. And that's where joint enterprise is. So we should be wary of our friends. That's all my addition. I'm going to bring in Babatunde now.
Thank you very much for that, sir. We really appreciate the information. And thank you so much to Ayobami and also all the speakers. My name is Tunde, and I am a test engineer. I work for a company called BGSS. I would like to say I've really learned a lot, especially what information is given by Femi. That was very good. I would just like to say, rather than experimenting with all these informations, just don't commit the crime. Just don't commit any offense. And by you not committing any offense, it means all these informations does not have to do with you or do anything with you. So just avoid any offense, move away from bad friends, and then you won't get to experience all those informations. We'll be moving on now. I would like to call on the next speaker, who is Naomi Ungwewa. Sorry if I didn't pronounce it right. Naomi Ngwewa, are you there? Can you please signify by saying hello?
Hello.
The floor is yours.
So basically what I'm going to talk about today is friendship and how it influences you and how to pick the right friends. A lot of us don't realize that our friends have a really big impact on the way we behave and the way we behave towards others. There's a really famous quote that says, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." And it really resonates with me because your friends, it impacts your daily life in many, many ways. That's why it's important to choose the right set of friends. And to choose them, if when you go about choosing friends, you don't have to choose who's with a popular group or who looks prettiest or who's smartest. You have to, being about friendship is about having the common ground. And real friends, there are many things a friend shouldn't do. And it's important to know who's your friend and who isn't. There should be healthy competition in a friendship, but they shouldn't be competing with you and making you doubt your abilities, making you think you're not smart enough, not beautiful enough. And peer pressure is also a really, really big thing. As others have said before, it's really easy to get peer pressured into activities, illegal activities, and even just normal activities. And it always starts small, just for example, so your friend could ask you, "Do you want to smoke of the cigarette?" And at first you could say no. But then they influence you and make you think you're a baby for not doing this. And they change your mindset. And if you try and go against them, they say you're too sensitive. And it's really important to know who's your friend and who isn't. So that's just what I wanted to say.
Thank you very much, Sister Naomi, for that information. And one thing I remember before we move on to the next speaker is all these laws and rules and everything. Do you know that they've actually been implemented right from the beginning of the days from our parents? Let's say, for example, now with the law of whereby your friend committed a crime, but you're there, you stood there watching them doing it. Both of you have been charged with the same thing. It's just like your junior brother doing something to you. I don't know if you've ever experienced this back in the days where your junior brother is committing an offense and your parents will come and say, "Why did you let him do it?" And the next thing they do is they smack you. And you didn't commit the offense, but because you're watching your junior brother, your siblings doing it. And that's the reason why they beat you. So let's just put in that aspect as well. These laws, they've been there even without it being written. Our parents have always implemented this law. So let's keep that at the back of our mind as well. Moving on, we're going to call on the next speaker, Damilola Alista. Damilola, at least, are you there?
Hello. My name is Damilola, and today I'm going to be talking about the importance of knowing your vision earlier. Because I'm a college student, I'm going to talk about this from the viewpoint of education. So the first point I'd like to make is knowing your strengths and your weaknesses. It's important to know your strengths and weaknesses because it helps you to choose an appropriate career path in the future. And to know your strengths and weaknesses, you have to go through self-reflection. So you have to ask yourself questions like, am I a team worker? Do I like working with people or do I prefer to work alone? Do I like science? Do I like art subjects? And then once you know and identify these strengths and weaknesses, then you can streamline and focus your options. So then the second point I'd like to make is the importance of research. We have so many resources that we can use now to research about career advice. So I would say use the internet. The internet's a really good tool that you can use, and there's so much information out there and you won't know until you look for it. So use the internet. Your parents are really good because they have lots of wisdom and knowledge, and you should ask them about different career options that you can take. You have career advisors at school. They're really useful as well. They know people in different industries, so just use that as well. And I would also say talk to past students in university or college or even secondary school. You can get advice and knowledge from them and learn from their experiences. And then the last point I would like to make is being open to changing your mind. It's important that when you pick a career that you're happy and comfortable with it. And if at any point you feel that you're not comfortable with this anymore, it's always okay to look at different options. You shouldn't ever feel that you're stuck in one option. If you always wanted to be a doctor, but then one day you decide that you don't like science, there's no point forcing yourself to become a doctor, because if you don't like that career option, you're really going to struggle in the future, because in this country, you have to work for quite a long time of your life. So it's important to make sure that you're happy and comfortable with what career choice you make. And you should know the pros and cons of your job so that you can know what you're going into. Don't go in blind and make sure you do your research. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gamilola. That was really helpful. I would like to pick on that point where she said strength and weakness. You know, if we don't really work on these two things, we will end up choosing the wrong career path. For example, me stepping in, I started in college as an electrical electronics student, doing electrical electronics engineer. So I found out going uni that wasn't my strength. And basically what Damilola said as well, you need to research, speak to past students. So I did that. I went to the university, look at the electrical electronics, and I thought, you know, I'm good at things like computer and IT stuff. And I thought to myself, that is my strength. I did my own research and I ended up doing computer science. And now I'm enjoying the fruit of my labor. So guys, that is a big one, your strength and your weakness. Don't go to a university because your friend is there. Don't choose a course because you're going to be in the same class as your friend. Don't go to a university because you're going to be in the same accommodation as your friend. That is not it. When you guys grow up, there's always a possibility that you grow up apart. You cannot always be friends for time. They say it in my language. 100 friends cannot be friends for 20 years. There's always going to be at some point where you will grow apart and everyone will choose their own life. So moving on from there, I would like to call on our next speaker, which is going to be Opeyemi Adenola.
Afternoon all. Thank you for inviting me on as a speaker to today's talk. Yes, so thank you, Tunde, for introducing me. So my name's Opeyemi, I'm 27, and I live in Manchester, for those who care to know. I'm delighted to speak on today's topic. It's quite a serious one, so it's regards to crime and how it affects decision-making. But I felt the topic was so big and broad that for the short period that we had, it felt right for me to pick a sweet spot, a niche that I can explore in more detail and hopefully get a point across that everyone can take away. So my subtopic, I guess, would be what, why, and when the most costly decisions are made for youths. Okay, so speaking from experience, the crimes I witnessed in my community growing up as a first generation migrant from Nigeria, you know, you end up living in environments that aren't the best, unfortunately. So I saw people selling drugs, burglary, theft, fraud, GBH, and, you know, and murder. So this affected my perception of wider society. As a young person, I thought this was the norm. I didn't know what they were doing in other areas, but I thought this was the norm. Fortunately for myself, it didn't have an explicit impact on my life because I didn't commit those crimes. I didn't join these crimes, but it desensitized me. I made the decision to allow those who committed crimes to be around me. And like Naomi said, the common saying goes, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And as Ayobami touched on briefly before as well, the concept of joint enterprise could have been my past. So I guess it's one thing to say crime affects decisions, but when and how, you know, in science, in order to fix an effect, you go to the root cause. So for this talk, I went and did a lot of research on gov.uk, and I looked at our stats. And when I say our stats, I guess I'm talking predominantly Black and African and Caribbean GCSE results for English and maths split by ethnicity. And surprisingly to me, our ability to perform academically is standards. We actually perform well. However, I did a research to check the arrest rate per thousand by ethnicity, and we dominate. So this should be surprising for us because our community is the minority, yet we dominate committing crimes. But why? Why is it that academically we perform well and we project for success? However, we commit so much crime, you know, that there's a, you know, that there's a rise currently with gangsters and drug dealers becoming draw artists and musicians and glorifying crime. You find that most young people actually have more role models who are criminals than they do role models who are successfully, you know, legally working in a 9-to-5, lawyer, banker, you know, whatever role you can think of. They have more role models that they see every single day committing crime. So they think that that is a way to be successful. They think that that is actually right because, well, they're on TV, they've made it. Society approves, but society as a whole does not. And so that's what you need to keep in mind. When crimes are prominent in our community, we are likely to conform. You know, many times you can count, you know, why do people carry weapons? Well, it's because someone else carries a weapon, so I need to carry a weapon to feel safe. Next thing you know, that weapon has become a tool that's used and someone's dead. That's a life ruined. The other person is now serving a long period of their life that they should be using to build a career, earn money, live and love life, to help their family, and they're spending that in prison. So you can go down the line. You see financial crimes as well. So, oh, why do you sell drugs? Well, there's no other opportunities. Of course there are. And so I'll conclude on this. At 27 years old, if I can pass any knowledge on, growing up, the drug dealers that I saw who had the nicest clothes, who were the ones that got everything, well, they've spent time in prison. They now have a criminal record. They can't get a job. They struggle to get back and be law-abiding citizens. Their life is a sub-life. It's not. They can't live life to the fullest. They can't travel to certain parts of the world. You know, and the ones that were in gangs that were either feared and or respected, they're either dead or, like I said, they are spending time in prison. So keep this in mind. As a youth, growing up in probably not the best society, not the best environment, impoverished, keep in mind that what you currently know is only the tip of the iceberg. There is life that's far bigger than what you currently know. If you keep your mind open, keep learning, keep improving, your decisions will organically improve with you. And hopefully we can see each other in years to come and you say, well, now I've made it. Now I've actually been able to leave other people who were not able to look beyond their box, beyond that little town, beyond that little city, and to look for a bigger picture. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Okwe. That was an eye-opener. Thank you. I mean, information is very important. You know, even if you don't know so much about the people that you hang around with, you need to be observant. I have been in a situation where I followed a group of guys to go and they went to buy something, not knowing that they're using fraud to buy that thing from a store. I, innocent me, didn't know anything. And they almost got caught by the store owner. Now we go back inside the car and they were saying, if they had gotten caught by the store owner, they would have just run off. And me thinking in my head, why would you guys run? And therefore, let's say that actually happened, I'll be caught. And that is where the whole fact of you being a witness and you following them as well, where you are also committing the crime. So please, everyone, you need to research, you need to look at the people you're friends with. You need to observe them very well. You need to be very, very careful, you know. Don't have this mentality that, oh, just because my friend has tattoo, just because my friend drives a big car, he doesn't have a good heart. No, don't have that mentality. You need to look at what they are doing, in what they're doing to get all the riches and all the wealth they have. So don't use that mentality, please. And just before we close, do you have any question in the house? I'm going to check on the chat. And if there's any question, please throw them up. If you have any question, unmute yourself, by all means, just ask right away. I'm going to give us 30 to 60 seconds to think and make up our mind. And please, let's ask questions. Questions, everyone? Anyone?
Hi.
And also, we have elders in the house as well.
Hello.
We have our parents as well. So please, let's throw questions at them as
Hello.
Well.
Hello. Mine is not a question. It's just to commend Okweyemi. That was a very fantastic presentation. I mean, talking from your experience as a youth that grew up in this country, seeing all the ups and downs, you know, and there's one point you made about the hand of those people that actually commit crimes and the reflection, you know, for them, they can't even meet up in the society. So, I mean, well done to you, boy. That was a good presentation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Keep it up and keep the good work, yeah?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that one, sir. Just to put more points on what my daddy just said as well. You know, the area, the community in which you grew up, do not let it define you. You know, there's so many of us here. There's a saying that if I show you my past, you will not pray that I should not make it in life. You know what that means? It means if some of us just say, okay, let's pick our pictures of from when we were like maybe 7, 8 years old and the community we grew up. Some of us will be surprised that, wow, we've actually made it this far. So do not let your community or wherever you grew up define you. You are who you are and your achievements can only be made by yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Like going to a college where the stat rate of people going to university in that college is like 2%. Why not be part of that 2% that would actually go to university as well? You know, be part of the good statistics and not the bad one. So thank you very much for that as well, sir. Any more questions in the house before we move on? Or any more points from any of our daddies in the house that they would like to add as well? Any points, any word of advice as well would be really appreciated as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me just add a little bit of this. So what I'm going to add, sorry, let me just mute. Interruption. Sorry, the question I'm going to throw to any of the youth first, any of the youth, as you are looking at, because I didn't get the fact from the statement when they speak initially, I think maybe your Okweyemi can answer or Naomi. What is your view? I want the view from young person, which is I'll prefer Naomi's view. What's your
yeah?
How do you feel when
I'm on?
Yeah. So how do you feel when
I'm on?
Good. Now I'm talking about Naomi Nwenwa. So I want you to answer it from your own point of view and then from a different age group. That is Opeyemi. What I would like to ask you is, how do you feel when you get on the TV and they said, this person that has committed this crime is a black person? How do you feel as a black person yourself? Do you feel, just tell me how you feel, and then Opeyemi as well. If you can take care of Naomi first, let me just hear your view.
It makes me feel really disappointed in the community. And I feel like as more black people come out doing crime, it just makes the whole stereotype that black people are criminals even worse. And I think we need to do better as a community. And I think also, I think it's kind of the system that's failing these people, because their education isn't right at the moment. And within the community, there's not a lot of awareness of these type of things. And the whole legal aspect to these crimes, which is why we keep getting into more trouble. And also racism, all the black people crimes gets pushed right to the front of the news, and they hide all the things that white people do.
So what do you mean, your view?
Yes, just before I answer, I'd like to say, yeah, it was well done by the youth as well and the points they made earlier. So I'd like to answer it by using a specific example. I'm sure some of the older generation might be able to remember this. When Lee Rigby, a soldier, was killed in London, beheaded in the streets, and he was beheaded by a Nigerian man that had converted to Islam, and he beheaded him in London. I remember I was at college, and the news is big because this is something that you don't see often, okay? And I remember feeling so attacked personally, because as a stranger, as a minority in this foreign land, the last thing you want for most people around you, they don't know what a black person is like. They don't know what we're like. They don't know if we're nice. They don't know if we're bad. But for most, this is what they've got to go off. This is what perception they will go off before meeting you. The prejudice they will have is that we are violent. We're criminals. We're not smart. We're not intelligent. We're not good enough. We are putting ourselves in a difficult situation whereby, although we might say Black Lives Matter and this and that, we are not actually letting our actions speak. And so it's very sad. And I think that's the overall arching point. It's very sad to see when crimes are committed by the minority group that we are part of, that those people are actually representing us. And so for me and for others on the call, the best that we can do is keep doing what we're doing the right way. And hopefully we will change that narrative, and the next generation will be able to have a better bunch of role models to go off.
Thank you. So sorry, before I give the stage back. So Damilola, I think you're from a similar role as well, you're a different age group. I'd want to hear the comments from Happy Obidiegu, Damilola. If you, then we can have Ayobami to give us a constructive solution from legal point of view. So if I can have Happy Obidiegu, what do you think the solution, especially when you see on the screen all the time, most of the time, even if it's on both sides, not just being a bad person, most of the killings you see, always most of the percentage is black. So what do you think is the solution from your point of view? I know you'll be 14, between 14 and 15. So Happy Obidiegu, can you talk first before Damilola gave us the background and mean solution to this?
So the question is, what's the solution to what? So can you repeat the question? I don't understand it.
So what happened initially was, looking at all the time on the screen, doing black people, doing especially black boys or girls sometimes. So now we've identified out the pressure. So what do you feel is going to be the solution going forward that you can tell your mates and they won't be able to fall into that category? For example, your 14-year-old.
I was 17 years old, but I did say just when you find yourself in a situation where there will be violence and you know that what it's going to lead to something that's not good, try and avoid that situation, because you never know what could happen to yourself as well, not as well as your friends and other, but to yourself. I did say just as much as you can, try to avoid that situation, and with your friends as well, because it's very much easily tempted to go maybe and watch a fight. If it's a fight outside and it's like, oh, let's go watch that fight. Yeah, but you never know what's going to happen to you. Someone could literally just pull out a gun and shoot, and it can go the wrong direction, maybe hit you, God forbid, but it could go that way. So I did say just try and avoid situations where you know that there's going to be violence. That's really much it. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Damilola, Alista.
Job.
Yes, I would just say that it's important also to uplift positive role models. So we know that as a community, we obviously have the people who commit crimes and they do bad things, but we also have, I would say, a majority of us are good role models and good people. And I think that at the end of the day, you can only be responsible for your own actions. So you should always try and make the right choice, and you should always try and uplift also the people who do make the right choices. I feel like the people who do commit crimes, like Black people who commit crimes, they are pushed to the front of the media quite a lot, and we see them a lot, but we don't really see the people who make good choices and make good impacts in society. So I would say as a Black community, we should try and uplift them and try and show them off as well, because with other races, you see positive representation, but with Black people, I think we also need to push forward that positive representation as well.
Ayobami, if you can comment on it from a legal point of view. I believe you are in the house. Ayobami.
Ayobami is not in the house.
All right, so today, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for that information. And we really appreciate everyone coming on today. We really appreciate your input as well. Yeah. Just before we go, I will like to have an input from one or two of our elders in the house, preferably someone that hasn't spoken before. I can see names of our elders that I know. Please let us input. We need your input as well. Word of advice from you, Mr. Abe, Mr. Odegbeson. We have also different people. So please input from our elders, please, before we go off.
So Mr. Odegbeson.
Mr. Odegbeson, Mr. Abe, Mr. Adewale.
Hello, everyone. My input is, I think every speaker has made the point. But the only point I would want to emphasize is as a youth, you need to know who you are. You know, there's this proverb that my mother normally says. She said, you have to know the son of who you are. So I will always advise to know who you are, and you know the home that you came from. So, you know, it's so important. And I believe those kind of intuition, especially from the home, if you listen to your parents, listen to your parents a lot. And just do the right thing. And you always see the fruit of your labor. You know, that's my advice. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, sir. Thank you very much for the input. Any other input in the house? I will give us 20 seconds before we close off. Any other input? All right, okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. As we know, this is a monthly thing that goes on. The next event will be sent to us as well. I believe it's going to be towards the end of next month as well, around the 20th. So please watch out for this. Also, we have our email as well. We have our website as well. The link to our website will be posted to the chat. Please visit our website and also see what we do as well. Like we were said from the beginning, the centers are going to be open in the next 2 months or so. So whereby we will be able to meet up in person. Don't worry, there's going to be loads and loads of activities. We're going to play games. We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. And please invite your friends to the next one we're going to do as well. Invite them to the Zoom meeting. They don't need to leave the comfort of their home. Just send a link to them and they can join us as well. Everyone can learn from someone. No one is too young or too old to teach. Thank you very much for this. And please watch out for the next one as well. Feel free to hang around to ask more questions. Feel free to drop off. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Tunde. Let me just add a few words. Thank you very much for what you have. Hello, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We are so grateful for the contributions from everyone, especially all the youth, and for their time. My only advice, as everybody have spoken, my only advice is that somebody said, choose your friend. Choose your friend. Don't let your friend choose you. If you let them choose you, it might be a different thing. I know that because of our color, don't let us be racist. Let our brain do the talking. Let our capacity do the talking wherever we go. Let us change the view that they have about Black people. So my advice to all of you is that your future is bright, but don't make it bleak yourself. Don't cause problem from now. There are traps in the UK that most minority don't know. The other people knows they knows the law. They don't need to read law, but they know. But what I would advise you is that choose your friend wisely, ensure that you remain focused. Any little thing, you will see it in the paper. A Black man killed this person, a Black man do this. So let us remain focused and God will help us all. And even parenting is an issue here now. You can't do this, you can't do that for your kids and all that, but God will help us all, including the parents, and will give us wisdom. May God bless all of you. Thank you very much. Watch out for some of the new topics that we are coming. And also, it's open. If you have anything that is worrisome or you have any questions, you can put it in the chat box and let us know. We can include it in our discussion next time. As Tunde has rightly said, we are learning. Everybody, if you stop to learn, them, you should begin to die. Anytime you don't learn anymore, you think you know everything, that's the day you know that you are declining. May God help us all. Thank you very much, Tunde. Thank you, everybody. Elizabeth, thank you. God bless you. God bless all the moderator. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening and enjoy the nice weather. Don't forget to post an ice cream.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
See you all again. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
So, Naomi, are you still there? Oof. So, we don't even ask of Lolade. Who is Lolade? Tunde, Elizabeth.
Oh, she's my sister.
Oh, is it Lolade that, what position?
Second.
All right. Send me the, okay, you just send me an email.
Okay.
Does she have an email?
Does she have an email? Yeah.
All right, she has one now. So that you don't get it, because if I send it to Rachel might use it for shopping. So,
no.
So yeah, we'll talk about it and I'll, yeah, just send an email.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.